Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you for all the things that you allow us to achieve from morning till now. Thank you for my brothers and sisters who are able to work from morning till now and they come to worship you and to serve you, Lord. We pray, O Lord, that you give strength and stamina for each and every one of us who are here and our brethren in other places. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your anointing and your guidance upon all the brethren, the congregations, the workers, the pastors, the elders, the leaders, and the families. O God, each and every member of them, empower them with the Holy Ghost and strength and wisdom that come from you to achieve the things, O God, that you want each and every one to achieve, for your name to be glorified and for your name to be lifted up. O Lord, we pray for the protection of the jobs and visas and incomes of each and every worker and member and families. In the name of Jesus, we pray also, Lord, that you grant us favor in the places that we are working and Lord, in the places that we are settled. In the name of Jesus, we pray also, O God, you give us favor in the places that you have placed your church here in UAE and Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, in Philippines, Australia, America, and also in Sierra Leone. Lord, in all these places, we pray for favor that come from you and from men. We pray that all the rules will be allowed so that your grace will reach us and nothing will hinder your grace from reaching us in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing upon our brethren who are sick, O Lord. We pray for our protection from this pandemic in the name of Jesus. And whatever your will of allowing such things to happen, let your be done, O God. Continue to cleanse your people, continue to cleanse your churches, continue to help us to stand firm, to preach your word without compromising, to give the right advice and counsel with the discernment that come from you in the name of Jesus. We pray for the salvation of the non-believers around us, the governments, those who are in cabinets. We pray for them that you reveal yourself to them. You do miracles. Let them know that you are the true God and we are your servant in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that we will evangelize, O Lord. We pray for circumstances of peace and favorable condition that we will be able to preach your word and spread your word, reaching in new people, in new families, in new languages, in new cities, in new villages, in new buildings, O God, with the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Lord, we pray for a provision for your people, those who has lost their jobs and incomes, provide for them, O Lord. I pray for those who are having struggles and certain issues in life. I pray for wisdom from you upon them and help us to guide them and lead them in the way they need to go in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord, for strength upon each and every workers and family and pastors and leaders who have set their heart to serve you with us wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, for more gifts of the Holy Ghost. I pray for more people to receive the Holy Spirit baptism and receive the spiritual gifts that is needed for your work and ministry. I pray for speaking in tongues. I pray for interpretation of tongues and gift of the message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of healing, gift of faith, a gift of prophecy, gift of teaching, pastoring, exhorting, and pastoring, and a gift of discernment gift of this, also differentiate between the spirit. Lord, give us all these gifts that we need, O God, and the rest that we lack in the name of Jesus. I pray for more fruit of the Holy Spirit, that we will carry the attitude and the character of Jesus in our life. I pray for love and peace and joy and faith and faithfulness, gentleness and kindness and self-control and patience and long-suffering in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord, that you anoint the worship this evening, O God. I pray, anoint the songs, anoint the prayers, anoint the givings, anoint the message, anoint this recording and use it mightily, Lord, for your glory. O Lord, take it and spread it and let reach your church and your people and those who are waiting to hear your word. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord in his holiness. For your coming, to prepare your church, to prepare your people, to warn the sinners, O God, to do what is needful and what is correct in your eyes and your sight and according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. Yes, O God, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your blood that shed on the cross to purge us from our sins and to cleanse us and to prepare us for eternity. Help each and every one of us to realize your precious blood that was shed, and we'll work it out to do great things for you, Lord. Even I pray. And with the rest of our worship, O God, let your name be lifted up, your name glorified. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's now collect our tithes and offering and our first fruits to the Lord. God has given us, and God requires from us to bring to Him our tithes and offering and first fruits. Again, the church does not need, but the church is commissioned by God to collect these things. And those who give, they'll be blessed. And those who withhold, they'll be affected. As all of you are aware of the scriptures, from my experience, I never see anyone till now who had been faithful to God in giving, and the Lord had not blessed him and opened the windows of heaven and bless him and rebuke the devourer in his life. Lord, thank you for all your people who are faithful to you, who brought their tithes and offering and first fruit to you in full, in obedience, with joy in giving to you, O God. Look up from heaven, O God, and open the windows of heaven and bless them. And rebuke the devourer in their life, O God. Let them have no place to keep the blessing in their life. O Lord, use this money to reach the lost. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We'll continue today to speak about the book of Ruth, chapter 4 and verse 1. The ministry at the gate. Say, then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. Lord, anoint my lips, O God. And Lord, put verses and statement to teach your people and to expound to them your will, O God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you raise up people who are responsible enough to do the ministry at the gate in the name of Jesus. I pray that every one of them to fear you and to walk in your ways, O God. That every one of those who are here and our brethren who are in other places, they will do their part to take part in the ministry of the gate in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. Lord, take your word and spread it and let it reach your church and your people who are in need and who are waiting for you, Lord. This is our prayer in His name. Amen. See here that the city gate was an important place for the elders and the leaders of the families and those godly men of God to be there to preach the word of God to the people and to direct them and to take certain decision and discernment, and also discernment for certain critical issue in the life of the church of the people of God. In book of Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 10 to 31 speak about the character of the virtuous, the character of the virtuous woman. And one of the things that is contribute in the city gate, the woman who fear God, the virtuous woman, we can read in verse 23, you see that her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. You see, those who are sitting at the gate, and they are well known with their stand, they are well known with their holiness, themselves and their families, their wives and children, with their stand for God. They are good examples for others, and they are called to contribute to good things for those who are coming at the gate for a certain decision or certain issues in life that need to be dealt with. The woman who fear God, who contribute to the well-being of her husband at the city gate, that he will be one of the elders and he will be the one to known by his stand and contribution in wisdom and discernment for certain critical issues. Say in verse 31, give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Her good works and in the house would contribute to the good stand of her husband at the city gates. At the city gates, wisdom is well known. In Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 21, wisdom, she crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the opening of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words and sayings. So here, those who sit at the city gate, they should be well known with their wisdom. And they speak and they cry and they testify word of wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 1 to 5, we can read, doth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice. She stands in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. She cried at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. You see here, the city gate is one of the critical places in the city. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. And James chapter 3 and verse 13, speaking about wisdom and the deed done in wisdom. And that is what the elders and those who stand at the gates should be well known about their wisdom and discernment, and their life and the life of their families and children should testify about that. Who is wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. So here, those at the gate are well known by their meekness, their wisdom, and their deeds that done in the humility of the wisdom of God. Psalm 127, verse 4 and 5, say, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Those who are having godly families and they are godly parents, they will raise up godly children who will be able to deal with the enemies and who are able to deal with certain issues at the gate. You know, godly parents and godly families should let their houses is a training ground for their children, that when the children grow up, they'll be the one to be responsible to become the leaders and elders of the church to deal with a certain and important issues. They will deal with the enemies and the work of devils. When the family of Rebecca sent Rebecca, their sister, to marry Isaac, we can read in book of Genesis chapter 24 and verse 60, how they wished their sister, they told her, and they blessed Rebecca and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions. Praise God. And let thy seed possess the gate of those that which hate them. You see here, they wish her that she will have thousands of millions of descendants, and that her seed will possess the gate, here, the gate of the enemies, those who hate them, that her seed will possess the gate of the city of their enemy. You know, the gate of the cities are very crucial place in the city. When the enemy control the gates, they can control the whole city. In the book of Joshua, chapter 8, when Joshua killed the king of Ai, and let's read what he did with his body, and verse 29, and the king of Ai, he hanged on a tree until eventide. And as soon as the sun was down, Joshua commanded that they should take his carcass down from the tree and cast it at the entering of the gate of the city, and raise thereon a great heap of stone that remaineth unto this day. Now here again we can see that the king was put to death and was thrown at the city gate, sign of conquering. And Jesus Christ our Lord, he is our Joshua in the New Testament, who fight the battle for us and who save us by his body that is hung on the cross for our sin. He tell us in Matthew chapter 16, as he tell to Peter in verse 18, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Here we can understand here the gates of hell are the gates of the enemies of Christ, those enemies of the Word of God, and those the enemies of the disciple of Christ, and those who are followers of Christ. But as we follow Christ, the Lord will not allow even the gates of the hell will prevail against us and against the advancing of the church of God. Christ won the victory for us, and he was crucified according to Hebrews, the book of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Christ was crucified outside the gate of Jerusalem because he rebuked the Pharisees, he exposed their sins, he exposed their corruptions, he dealt with their sins, and he was hated by them, and they crucified him. And God called us also to do the same, to follow his example and his status. And we as workers, as elders, as heads of families, we are called to stand firm with the Lord and deal with sin and deal with compromises. And we will work with God to deal with certain issues that will please the Lord in dealing with certain sin. We should not compromise. In John chapter 17 and verse 14, the Lord prayed for us, and he said to God the Father, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. He say that the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world. When we decide to follow Christ and not to compromise, when we start to deal with sin, the people would ultimately will hate us. Now, nowadays many church leaders and elders, they don't want to face the people with their sins, their wrongdoings, their lies, their corruption, their immoralities, because simply they don't want people to hate them or get angry with them. But here the Lord is very clearly say that I had given them your word, and the word hate them. Now if people will still love us and no one will hate us, it means that we are not doing well and we are compromising. Let me tell you something. You know, telling lies, immoralities, and stealing, corruptions, gossips, slandering, all these are sins. But the worst of all the sins is when the church, when the leaders and the elders are aware of these sins and they are keep silent. The elders at the gate keep silence. They don't speak up. They don't disturb people. They don't tell the people about what is they are doing wrong. That is the worst of all the sin. When we don't do our part well, when we are compromising, we are very harmful to the people and to the church, because God's wrath will come when we are not willing to deal with sin. In the book of Amos, speak that the person who, Amos chapter 5 verse 10, say they hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. What he say here, that the person who stand at the gate and rebuke, they hate him. Why they hate him? Because he is telling them and showing them their sin and their wrong doing. He's standing at the gate. That is the real work of the elders, the parents, the leaders of the church. That's our real responsibilities, that we need to rebuke sinners for their sins, and they abhor him that speaks uprightly. We have to speak the truth, and they will hate us because we do not compromise with their wrongdoing, because we are conscious to please God, and we are doing our work so that God will not only bless us, but bless even the people that we are rebuking. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5 and verse 11, Apostle Paul say, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So here, what we understand, that we should not take part and have fellowship with the unfruitful deed of darkness. We need to expose them. We need to reprove sinners, expound to them the bad effects of sin. That is how we love people, show them that such kind of sin will take them to hell. And also, when we are doing that, we are protecting the remaining people, because sin always have more destructive power than the people around us. We need to be very careful, because when the Lord wants us to do certain things, we are responsible before him to do the ministry at the gate in a proper way, in the way that God wanted to happen. We as watchmen and as watchwomen at the gates, watching for the church, watching for the affair of the church of God, we should be very careful to discipline ourselves, discipline our children, our disciples, and deal with sin in a proper way, because not only to please God, but let us read 2 Chronicles chapter 19 and verse 10. Say, and what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in their cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and judgment, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. and so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren, this do, and you shall not trespass. Now the importance of the mercy of the gate to deal with sin and deal with the word of God and apply it in, properly in the life of the church and the people. See here that that we should warn them that they trespass not, they should not sin against the Lord, and so wrath come upon you. He say here that when we don't warn, when we don't reprove, when we don't rebuke, the wrath of God will come upon us, will come upon those whom that we are not reproving, and that will cause a trespass. When we compromise, when we keep silent, when we don't reprove, we are trespassing not only against God, but against the people of God, against ourselves, against our families, against our people that God has trust under our care. Let's repent now. Let's commit ourselves to the Lord, to the ministry at the gate. Even people hate us because we reprove, because we rebuke, they will abhor us. It's better, because as God approving us, we'll be protected, our families will be protected, the church as a whole will be protected also.
The eyes of the Father run to and fro. He's searching the earth, he's looking for those who makes intercession on behalf of their nation. Those who wear eyes of men
of yours upon each and every elder, workers, parents, pastors, leaders of the church who set their heart, even myself, O God, to proclaim your word, to rebuke, to correct, to position, to reprove it. O God, empower us and help us and sustain us, O God, to bring the fruit that you desire to see in our life, life of your church and your people. O God, take this word of yours as a prayer. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.